Welcome back to Soundtrack Telling. I am your host, Captain Kirk, and you can find me on Facebook at Jim R. Kirk, or even Captain Kirk, I think. And if I did everything right, you can even look me up at Soundtrack Telling on Facebook. If you'd rather email, you can email me at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. Now, every once in a while, every once in a while, I will do reviews of TV shows, movies, or video games, or something like that. And they're not big reviews, it's just, it's usually something that I've seen, and I don't have a whole lot of time out there to go to a movie or to play all the video games out there and what have you. But every once in a while, when there's something that I find intriguing or just helpful to let other people know, I will. So in this case, I'm going to review the movie Zootopia. Now, personally, I found it quite entertaining. I mean, every movie has its own agenda to some degree, you know? And, you know, this one might have it. But I just looked past it, and I enjoyed the film nonetheless. Zootopia, it's definitely a kid's movie, but it has adult elements for it. No, in a good way. In a good way. You know, jokes that adults would understand that maybe kids just don't get. So, it is a PG-rated movie for some thematic elements, rude humor, and action. It's directed by Brian Howard, Rich Moore, and Jared Bush. And it was in theaters on March 4th, 2016. And I mention it now because tomorrow, June 7th, it is going to be released on DVD. June 7th, 2016. And it's about an hour and 48 minutes long. So, what it is, it's a modern mammal metropolis of Zootopia, and it's a city like no other, comprised of habitat neighborhoods like the ritzy Sahara Square and frigid Tundra Town. It's a melting pot where animals from every environment live together in a place where, no matter what you are, you know, from the biggest animal to the smallest animal, you can be anything. But when Officer Judy Hopps arrives, she's discovering that being the first rabbit on a police force of big, tough animals, it's kind of hard. But determined to prove herself, she jumps at the opportunity to crack this one particular case, even if it means partnering with the scam artist Fox, Nick Wilde, to solve the mystery. So there's kind of your non-spoiler review story. Yeah, I just totally lost the words right there. Yeah, no spoilers in there at all. I enjoyed it. We plan on buying the movie ourselves. We don't usually buy movies unless we think they're worth it. And we think they're worth it. So that's what my family and I will be doing. We might even be watching it tomorrow. Who knows? It'd be great. So, Zootopia, definitely worth your time. I think it's fun. It's entertaining. And I'm going to definitely look into the soundtrack music in there and see if it's worth it. And it just might be. Because I've only seen it once, and I really enjoyed it. Anyways, without further ado, here's some great music from our favorite entertainment, from TV shows, movies, and video games. The Lord of the Rings. What a great, great piece of art right there. That is from The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, the Fields of Pelennor by Howard Shore. Just a great, great scene in that movie. Now, before that, and of course, as always, in the order that you heard it, Will and Elizabeth by Klaus Badelt from The Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Then after that, to Aslan's Camp by Harry Gregson Williams from The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The most recent film, by the way, not the ones way back when with puppets. And then after that, Reaper Chase by Chris Velasco from Mass Effect 3, the video game series. Now, a little bit ago, there was a tiny little fan that walked in here. And I don't mean the fan with blades. I mean the fan with feet and arms and a cute little face. A lovely little girl by the name of Evangeline. She came in here and says, "Daddy, can I say something on the radio?" And so I asked her, "Well, what do you want to say?" And she says, "I want to say KNNA 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska." And I said, "Well, sweetheart, that's great. That's great, but you've already done that. So the voice that you hear, by the way, on the radio for a station ID, one of those is her." So I said, "You've already done that. So is there something else you want to say?" And she says, "Well, I really like ballet." And she kind of went off on her own story. And I said, "Well, that's great, but that doesn't really quite fit. Is there something else that you want to do?" She just kind of looked at me like trying to figure something out. And I said, "Hey, how about we read one of your favorite short stories?" So she did exactly that. She got me a short story, my own little girl. She got me a short story. So if you want to listen to it, you're going to have to wait until the next hour. And I'm going to put some music to it, and I might even put sound effects. I'm not really sure. Haven't decided yet. So, tune into that. Just wait for it. Just stay put. Don't go anywhere. Don't. Thank you. Thank you for staying put. Now, I'm going to stop yapping, and I'm going to let you listen to some great music before the top of the hour. That means it can go a lot faster, and you can get to that story faster. So, all right, here we go. Thank you. That was Romantic Flight by John Powell from How to Train Your Dragon. And before that, My Friend the Bronchiosaurus by John Williams from the movie Jurassic Park. And then after that, Golmyra by Ramin Djawadi from the film Iron Man. I know there's a little bit of rock, just a little bit in that one. There's some electric guitar in there, but I think it really adds to it. It really adds to the character of Iron Man, giving him more awesomeness, if I can use that term, awesomeness to his Iron Man capabilities. And yes, Iron Man is my favorite superhero for anyone curious out there. Even though he might have his faults, somehow, in a really weird way, I can relate to him. And I really wish I had his Iron Man suit, but I don't. And if anybody out there has one, an actual authentic Iron Man suit, and would love to give it to me, because I don't have any money, I'd love to have it. I would take it in a heartbeat. I'll go out and save the world! Superhero Captain Kirk / Iron Man. That doesn't really work. Anyways, we're coming up to the top of the hour, so I will be right back. I promise. Really, I do. I'll be right back. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.